You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 23, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at Billy Joel's 1977 song, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, a three-part Beatles-inspired epic about high school friends, marriage, divorce, and reconnecting with long-lost friends. We'll talk about the lyrics in just a moment, but first, let's get a little background on Billy Joel. Billy Joel was born on May 9, 1949, in the Bronx in New York City. He grew up in the Long Island suburb of Hicksville and learned to play piano as a child. But he didn't continue on the music track for long. In his adolescence, Joel joined teenage street gangs and boxed as a welterweight. Joel's nose was broken in one of the 22 boxing matches he fought in as a teenager. In 1964, Joel saw the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show and decided to pursue a career in music. His path led him to The Echoes, a band that performed cover versions of music from the British Invasion. As the band got more popular, Joel quit high school to play music full-time. In his newfound fame with the band, Joel also worked as a session player in recording sessions, reportedly the most famous of which was the Shangri-La's 1964 hit, Leader of the Pack. In 1967, Joel left the Echoes, who had changed their name to the Lost Souls, and joined the Hassles. After 2 years, the Hassles broke up, and Joel, as well as the drummer John Small, formed a new band called Attila. While Attila shared the same fate as many of Joel's earlier bands, he did strike up an affair with John Small's wife, Elizabeth, and after the demise of the band, Elizabeth left her husband to marry Joel. Following the breakup of Attila, Billy Joel became a rock critic for the magazine Changes and returned to session work. But the failed history of his music career had left him severely depressed, and Joel attempted suicide by drinking a bottle of furniture polish. After the failed attempt, Joel checked himself into Meadowbrook Hospital, where he received psychiatric treatment for depression. Joel returned to music in 1971 and released his debut album, Cold Spring Harbor, in November of that year. Due to an error in manufacturing, the album was mastered at a playing speed slightly faster than normal, altering the sound of Joel's performance. The next year, Joel and Elizabeth moved to Los Angeles. He took the name Bill Martin and spent half a year playing lounge piano at the Executive Room. His song Piano Man is an autobiographical tale of the real-life people he met during that time, the names not even changed to protect the innocent. In 1973, Joel signed with Columbia Records, and his first album, Piano Man, featuring the aforementioned track, worked its way up the charts, eventually peaking at number 27. He followed Piano Man with Street Life Serenade in 1975 and Turnstiles in 1976. But it wasn't until his 1977 album, The Stranger, that Joel would be catapulted into stardom. And on that landmark album, we find the 7-minute, 33-second Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé. Instead, get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. Meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
The song began life as two separate song fragments, The Ballad of Brenda and Eddie and Things Are Okay in Oyster Bay, and Joel needed a way to bring them together. The line, Things Are Okay in Oyster Bay, turned into Things Are Okay with Me These Days, and at that point the two disparate elements started to come together. The song became a story of reconnecting with long-lost friends, but Joel still needed some way to open and close the song. We'll get to that in a moment.
Things are okay with me these days. Got a good job, got a good office. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is
The next section changes tempo yet again and brings in the elements that began life as a song called The Ballad of Brenda and Eddie. The couple mentioned in this section were childhood friends of Joel's, and reportedly the song is biographical about the couple. They represent the couple that everyone remembers from high school, the king and queen of the prom and part of the popular crowd.
Brenda and Eddie were the popular steadies and the king and the queen of the prom. Riding around with the car top down and the radio on. Nobody looked any finer. Always more of a hit at the Parkway Diner. We never knew we could want more than that out of life. Surely Brenda and Eddie would always know how to survive.
Continuing with the story of Brenda and Eddie, we find the couple fighting money troubles and fighting with each other. Eventually, the couple divorces. The story of Brenda and Eddie was adapted and evolved for the Broadway play based on the music of Billy Joel, entitled Movin' Out. In the play, Brenda and Eddie split, Eddie goes off to war, and Brenda marries Eddie's friend Tony.
But you can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. Brenda and Eddie had had it already by the summer of 75. From the height of the low to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda and Eddie. Can't tell you more.
At this point, we return to the Italian restaurant for the reprise of the opening section. Reportedly, the Italian restaurant referenced in the song is Cristiano's in Syosset, New York. The lyrics, bottle of white, bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead, actually were said to Billy Joel by a waiter. He incorporated the lyrics into the song and created bookends for the three-part epic.
Bottle of red. Anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.